listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Logan Couture wins it in overtime.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Sharks down 2-0. Here comes Agostino through center, down the right, across the line. Nice pass ahead to Carlson, in front of a goal. I think they scored. That puck tipped into the net. The net came off the mooring. Driving to the goal was Logan Couture on Erik Karlsson's nifty pass to the front of the net. Wow, what a play. Logan Couture of the Sharks will get credit for the goal, his 25th of the year, and San Jose's down 2-1. In the neutral zone, grabbed by Lindholm. Dishes to the right, intercepted by Vlasic. Karlsson whips it up the left side. Here comes Gregor with speed down the wing into the circle. Should we get in front? Tip, score! Nico Sturm had the stick down. Tipped the Gregor pass with his backhand. And Nico Sturm ties the game 2-2 with his 14th of the year.
I really hope we can get 100. I think that would mean a lot to him. It would mean a lot to every guy in this room. He's had an incredible year. It's been coming to the rink fun to watch him play and be a part of his year that he's having. So that would be a highlight to finish here.
All right, good morning, everyone. If you had questions about the leadership core of this team, if you had questions about David Quinn or the overall mentality of the group, I think a lot of that was answered in the way they responded in yesterday's game. No, they didn't win. No, they didn't have a great start. But in coming back and taking the lead in that game, a meaningless game for the San Jose Sharks, they showed the fight and the drive necessary to be a winning team in the NHL. The only issue right now is they simply don't have the talent to back that up. Now, yes, there are other issues beyond the talent, like the lack of the power play, like the lack of depth, we can go down the list. We know this Sharks team is not humming along at a high level. I'm not going to break any news in that capacity, but to see them go behind early the way they did yesterday, I remember thinking, uh-oh, this is going to be another long day, because that echoed what we saw in Vancouver, where they fell behind by multiple goals early. And yes, they were able to get themselves back into the Vancouver game briefly before giving up that third goal with seconds left in the first period. That's not how this game went down. Instead, the San Jose Sharks put together a nice little rally and showed a lot about what they were capable of as a team. And I think the fact that we are still seeing that type of an effort, the fact that we are still seeing these guys push and try to make something happen, yes, they are professionals, I understand it, but they're also human beings. When games get into this relative meaningless time of the year, when they're not involved in the same type of the game that the rest of the NHL is, it gets a little bit burdensome on the guys. It gets a little bit, hard to take, because right now they are in a bad stretch. They are not winning hockey games. They're losing in overtime as an accomplishment right now. And I'm not saying that to mock. I'm just saying, the games where they're getting at least points are few and far between. And this is not an easy stretch to get through. I'm sure they will all speak to that. But, you heard from Logan Couture, and we'll get to this a little bit later, and you heard from Erik Karlsson and head coach David Quinn about the way that they're all watching Erik Karlsson. And I think that as a goal, they are taking some pride and some joy in the fact that they can help him get to 100 points on the year. And they're viewing it not as an individual accomplishment, but as a team accomplishment. And I'm sure that's got to be, the reality, because if we go and look at all the players that have points by way of Erik Karlsson this year, that's a long list. He's now at 90 points. He is now the all-time assist leader for a defenseman in a single season. He's had a phenomenal year, and he's just continuing to produce. And, we wonder if the power play would be better. We wonder if they still had more of the talent around him, how many points he would have at this point. And I definitely think that those things the Sharks have gone through and the changes they have made have most definitely impacted the points that Erik Karlsson has on the board. But now this group is taking that as kind of their goal. They want to get Erik Karlsson to 100 points before the year is done. And I think that's important. I know that there are people out there probably that go individual accomplishments, it doesn't really matter. But, if you're out of it like this and you're not playing well and you're losing hockey games, you need to find goals. You need to find things to strive for, because survival oftentimes is not enough. And we can make the argument that the Sharks are not surviving. They are getting beat time and time again, and they are putting forth good response efforts after some of the bad losses. I'll acknowledge that. But right now, again, they don't have much of a carrot, at the end of a stick. They need to have something to play for. And that's what the Erik Karlsson point mark represents. It's something to play for. And I think that, you know, just to see them talk about that openly as a group, I think is a good thing. Because again, you need to give meaning. You need to give definition to what's happening with this team right now. And I don't know if that comes from Erik Karlsson alone, but, you know, Quinn alluded to him and Couture talking about the season that Erik Karlsson has had. And to me, that means that Logan Couture, because he's the captain, this is his role, probably went to David Quinn and said, we need to try and do something to get Erik Karlsson to 100 points. Because Couture knows that it's something to fight for. And Couture knows that this extended stretch of play right now is just awful to be a part of. And I don't say that to make fun or anything like that, but loss after loss after loss after loss is not a fun place to be, especially guys like Logan Couture who hate losing the way that they do. You know, it's not fun. I mean, they still love coming to the rink and having fun with their teammates and having fun playing in the games, but the end results matter. If you look up game after game after game and just see nothing but losses, that hurts. It adds up. You know, right now the Sharks are 1-6-3 in their last 10. That is a brutal stretch to go through, and I do not envy them in the slightest. And I don't know, you know, when or if another win will come before the end of the year is there. But, you know, we look at what we saw yesterday. Erik Karlsson getting 2 points, now up to 90 on the year, now setting the franchise single season record for assists by a defenseman. I mean, this is a remarkable, remarkable season that Erik Karlsson is having, and he's still got games to go. You know, that in and of itself is a hell of an accomplishment that the team can take pride in. And then you look beyond the fact that they fell down 2-0 early, and they were able to work and fight and get themselves not just back into the game, but take a lead. I mean, that was no easy task against a team like Calgary playing for their playoff lives. And the Sharks to go down 2-0, the game could have gotten away from them and probably would have for a lot of other teams. And I'm sure there's more than a few of you who groaned when the Sharks did take the lead. But from my perspective, today influences tomorrow, right? Like, you have to be able to get yourself back into these games. You have to show that the collective has a fight, because it's not like everybody is gone from 1 year to the next. There is obviously continuity. There is obviously the continuation from one game to the next and 1 year to the next. And, you know, these guys remember. You know, Logan Couture is going to remember who was able to fight during the hard times. David Quinn is going to remember who was able to fight during the hard times. These things are important to what the San Jose Sharks are in the here and now and what they hope to be in the future. And I don't look at that as something that is, you know, platitudes or, you know, saying, oh, the fight was there, and just, you know, going out there to say it for the sake of saying it. I think it's important for what the San Jose Sharks are trying to become in the future. I think you need to show the entire group that you have fight as a leader, that you have fight as a superstar, that you have fight as a guy who's getting a chance late in the year. People remember. People remember who was putting forth the effort and who wasn't. And that's why at a point like this, having that collective goal of trying to get Erik Karlsson to that 100-point mark is so important, because that is something that the entire team can take pride in, that they can all come together to as a collective and try and work towards. Because again, you need to see who can still respond at this point. You need to see who's still going to put forth that push. You need to see who's still going to be in it to win it, and however small the victory may be, because you can't get the big victories right now. You're not headed to the playoffs. You need to set the bar low at this point to come up with small steps to get yourself back into a game, to get yourself back into the flow of things, to get yourself any sort of momentum at any point of the game. And that's why, you know, Erik Karlsson getting points to get them back into the game to make it 2-2 was so important. And then you're able to see, Martin Kaut, a guy who's trying to prove himself and hopefully be part of the Sharks in the future after coming over in a trade and having a relationship with Tomas Hertl as a friend on the outside. Like, these things matter. And to me, the coaching staff is most definitely paying attention. They are watching and seeing who wants to be part of what the San Jose Sharks are doing right now and who is coasting to the finish. And I think it's important for guys like Logan Couture, it's important for guys like Erik Karlsson to keep on showing the fight and the will and the battle, because the younger guys, the less experienced guys, the guys trying to prove themselves, if they see that going on, they understand that there's still a standard even when the chips are down. Even when the bigger goals like Stanley Cups and playoffs are not in the picture, they need to see that the guys are still fighting. And so from that, you know, I was happy with yesterday. No, I don't like losing. And no, I am not trying to ignore the fact that losses help in terms of a draft position, but you don't know what's going to happen, obviously. But the game against Vancouver was rough. You know, even though they did try and get back into it down, you know, 2-0, they make it 2-1, and then, you know, it's a backbreaker to give up that goal that late in the period. But that was a bad, bad game. That was something that everybody wanted to forget. And in my opinion, they were able to do that. That's the important thing, is like, were they able to move on from that game and come back with a better performance? Were they ever able to have a better level of pride, a better level of compete? Yes, that is the end result. And while it may not be the end game in terms of what you're playing for in the National Hockey League, like I said, the Sharks have to set small goals right now because, you know, they've had so many regulars gone from the team. They've had so much change that you need to find the small things to play for. You need to set these small goals. And for the Sharks, you know, beyond Erik Karlsson and trying to help him get to the 100-point mark, it is about trying to figure out what you can do to get your team to play better from one game to the next. Did the Sharks get a response from one game to the next? Yes. Is that an accomplishment in and of itself? Yes. Does that help the morale heading into the remainder of the games this year? Again, I believe the answer is yes. And so, no, I'm not so crazy as to think that yesterday is some sort of a win for the Sharks, but I have to be able to look at things through a positive lens in some capacity. That's what all fans are hoping for, is like, is there a positive I can take here? And yes, and that's the response. And I'm sure that's the way that Logan Couture is looking at it. I'm sure that's the way David Quinn is looking at it. I'm sure that everybody is looking at it that way. Like, everybody is trying to find the small thing in these games where they can, you know, reestablish some aspect of the culture, some aspect of what it means to be a San Jose Shark, because this is not where it is. You know, this is not what the Sharks have been for a long, long time. For guys like, you know, Logan Couture and Tomas Hertl to see the downward trend over the last few years, I'm sure it drives them insane. I'm sure they hate everything about it. And, you know, it speaks to the camaraderie of the group that they're able to bounce back from one game to the next and, you know, work together as a group to try and get Erik Karlsson to 100 points, because that's a team accomplishment as much as it is as an individual stat. You know, so many players take part in getting a player to a goal like that. So, yeah, I'm going to be waiting and watching eagerly to see if the Sharks as a collective can push Erik Karlsson to that 100-point mark. I'm going to be curious to see how they respond here in these final games. And, you know, that's where we go from here. It's looking for the small accomplishment. It's Erik Karlsson trying to get to 100 points. It's the team having responses from one game to the next. You know what else should be a small goal for the Sharks before the year is done? Is trying to get the power play in a good place. And I get it. Guys have been traded. It's no longer the same team that we saw previously with the Sharks. But that doesn't mean they still can't try to be better as a collective, that they still can't try to become a better team. Like, that's what they've got to be focusing on, is seeing how they can get themselves to that next level and get themselves to be able to be a little bit better on the power play before the year is done. And that's a small goal. Again, small goals right now have got to be where this team starts in terms of improvement, because right now this is the low point. You know, when they get into next year, I imagine the roster is going to be more talented, that they're going to have more players on the team that are capable of performing at a higher level than what they have now. Plus, the weight of this year in particular will be behind them. They will no longer be hung up on what happened this year, and they won't be in quite as bad of a place. I mean, I assume. I just have a hard time seeing as many things go wrong for the San Jose Sharks next year as did go wrong this year. And heaven help us if we have to deal with another season like this, especially with so few home wins. But man, I mean, you know, next year has got to be better, and it's got to start early as well. And I think that, you know, you get this out of your system and you don't have to worry about it. You're able to take more positive strides going into next year. You have a better idea of what David Quinn is trying to do. And sure, maybe Erik Karlsson doesn't go for 100 points in that realm next year, but maybe he's still humming along at an extremely high level. And maybe you can continue to watch the strides from other players that are on this team and new guys that'll be coming in and young players that'll be coming up. You know, this time period matters. It matters because hopefully we never see anything like it again. And it matters because we are learning a lot about who wants to be part of the solution. And that's something that I've talked about over and over and over again. And I believe it 100%. But it doesn't make it any easier, right? Like, everybody's still got to get through it together. That's where the camaraderie plays in. That's where the goal setting comes in. That's where the leadership comes in. That's where the coaching comes in. They go through the tough times as a collective. They come out of the tough times as a collective. That doesn't mean every player will be here, but there are going to be many, many players that are still involved when the Sharks do come out of this and end up being a contending team again. They'll remember this. They'll remember who fought. They'll remember who didn't. And that will go a long way in terms of comprising the structure and the roster of the San Jose Sharks of the future. All right, we're going to get into some post-game sound on the other side. You're on Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light.
Barabanov takes it over. Minute 15 remaining in the third. That was a close call. Now a turnover by Barabanov. Toffoli's got it. Down the right. He's got the empty net. He scores! So Tyler Toffoli with two goals today equals his career best 31 goals, which he had for LA back in the 15-16 season. And he does it with an empty net goal to make it 5-3 Calgary. And it comes at 18:50 of the third period.
Yeah, losing sucks. I feel like I've said that too many times this season, but I thought tonight was one of our better efforts. I thought in Edmonton we had a good effort. Played two teams in those two games that are fighting for their playoff lives, really pretty tight and pretty close. Obviously, we didn't play very well in Vancouver, but we're realistic in here. We know where we're at. We know we lost, you know, a bunch of guys at the deadline. We moved out at six or seven of our full-time players. So it's a little bit of a stretch where new guys are coming in, guys are getting called up and all that. So I liked our compete. We fought to the end, so we can definitely be proud of that tonight.
Yeah, that is Logan Couture bringing us back in on a Sunday morning on Morning Tide after another tough loss. And you hear it from the captain talking about how much losing sucks. And one of the things that was repeated to me early on in my time with the Sharks when I was covering them from the outside as a personality at KMBR, when I got to know some of the broadcast team a little bit better, in particular Jamie Baker, he used to always tell me that he's never met anyone as competitive as Logan Couture, or that nobody is more competitive than Logan Couture, that he hates losing. And you hear Logan Couture talk about this, and I'm sure it sounds, you know, like a broken record talking about how losing sucks, and he said it too many times, but you know, I do believe that Logan Couture is absolutely incensed by the losing. The thing about Logan Couture that a lot of people don't understand is that he just understands himself that him being a loud, yelling, screaming, lose his mind type of loser is not going to help the situation at all. And I don't mean to say that he is a loser, but I mean, if he's that type of a person, a sore loser, a bad loser, that doesn't help anyone or anything. All that does is create volume. And I think that's a really, really, you know, positive sign from Logan Couture, is that he does know how to handle these tough times in the right capacity. He does understand what it takes to get back to the level that he wants to be at. And he's not letting these times define him nor defeat him. He's coming through with the right reaction. And so, you know, he sounds so calm after these losses sometimes. I know that some fans are bothered by it, but, you know, the guy hates losing, is hyper-competitive, and I think he has done a really good job in terms of fostering a lot of the camaraderie and a lot of the overall just closeness that you do see from the team right now that allows them to be in a situation where they can continue to fight, where they can continue to put forth these really good efforts that we, you know, need to see right now. Because it's not like we love when they're getting blown out by Vancouver. I mean, you might want losses at this point of the year to get a better draft pick, but I don't think you want demoralization. And so having a guy like Logan Couture in the room who seems to be able to handle it all and seems to be able to foster a tight-knit group, you know, that's exactly what they need right now.
Yeah, I think it's a tight group under the circumstances that we're under. Like I just said, we have moved out so many bodies, and there's so many new bodies that have come in. You know, you feel like you're meeting a new guy almost every single day, but every guy that's come into this locker room has gotten along with everyone. So in that sense, it's been a fun year. It's still fun to come to the rink. with the group, although it sucks losing. I think the coaching staff is trying to keep us as positive as they can. It's a really foreign situation for a lot of them as well. This is probably the first time that they've gone through a season like this. It's the first time that a lot of us have gone through a season with this many losses. So it's not fun losing hockey games, but I guess you can say that it's been a good group of guys in the room.
And again, that is Logan Couture looking for the positives, to which I don't know what else he is supposed to do. He's got to be able to find something here, right? Like, he's got to be able to try and build something and establish leadership and show guys the culture that he wants the Sharks to be defined by. Logan Couture cannot individually determine whether or not the Sharks win or lose. That is something that, even though he plays his tail off every single game, he is not in control of that. But what he can do is show the type of attitude and the type of effort and the type of accountability that is necessary to have a winning team in the NHL. And, you know, he might not be able to determine the wins, but he can show everybody what it does take to win. And that's, you know, one of the things that he talked about was Agostino getting this opportunity and coming up with the San Jose Sharks. And he talks about how he's followed him, and he's, well, here, I'll let you hear from him.
It's always nice to see guys get a chance. So, you know, I played against Andrew in the OHL, probably 16, 17 years ago. So I knew him as a player. When we signed him, I'd obviously followed his career a little bit when he played 40 or 60 NHL games, and he's been an incredible American League player. So you know he has that skill. You know, it's fun to see a guy like that contribute when they get the opportunity.
And that opportunity is something that we've been talking about a lot with the San Jose Sharks as of late. You want to see who's able to step up to the moment. You want to see who's able to be a part of that and want to be a part of it. And that's, again, while Agostino may not be the specific answer, seeing that desire and drive from a guy like him, I would much rather see that, right? Like, you want to see the guys that want it, as opposed to somebody not putting forth a good effort. And I hope that we get to see more things like that as we get deeper and deeper into this Shark season. More guys getting chances, getting opportunities. I don't know who else is going to come up. I don't know what we're going to see, but that's ultimately, you know, what I am hopeful for, is more of these opportunities for guys to prove themselves that they want to be part of the solution.
Yeah, we fought, kept it close for a while. I thought we were the better team for the second half of the first period. And, yeah, power play kind of let us down there. It would have been nice to get one at the end to tie that one up. It's a pretty close game overall. I thought we had enough looks to definitely score a fourth one, but yeah, it's tough. It's tough losing right now.
That was Couture's thoughts on the game overall. This is what Erik Karlsson had to add.
I think we played pretty good. Came some obstacles that, you know, we couldn't do anything about. But again, I think we played okay. You know, they maybe have a little bit of more juice in them by the end of the game, and we couldn't really find a way to beat Markey tonight, unfortunately.
The one thing I appreciate about Erik Karlsson is he does not feel the need to brush a positive light on things or be overflowingly optimistic or positive. He's just going to be very much honest in his assessment. I think that's what he gave you. Here's more from David Quinn.
I thought we were competitive. I thought it was a much better effort than we gave in Vancouver. I thought we competed and had effort, and there's a lot to like about our game to step forward for sure.
And again, these are the small steps I keep on talking about. And you're not going to find overflowing love from David Quinn after a game like this in which you lose. But again, he's looking at the small steps after a game like the one that they saw in Vancouver. That was something that they were ready to move on from, that they were ready to put behind them. And I completely understand why, because it's not anything to be proud of. Like, you just have to be able to say, okay, that was a bad game. We did not do nearly enough right. Let's forget about it and move on. And that, you know, leads David Quinn to the question of what he's trying to instill in the group from here on out, because there is still plenty of hockey left to be played. The Sharks are not in the playoffs. They are looking towards the future. They're in the midst of a reset, rebuild, whatever you want to call it. But there's still something that he's trying to teach his group.
Well, the one that we talked about yesterday is, you know, you can't quit. It's probably the biggest insult you can give any athlete. And I don't think we had any of that tonight. And we've got to continue to play to the style we want to play. You have to have an edge to your game. You have to have a physicality to your game. You got to take away time and space. And that's something that we got to keep harping on and developing as we move forward.
And to me, that's just honesty. Like, he doesn't want anybody to quit. He doesn't want anybody to give up. He wants to see them playing hard to the finish. He talked about needing to finish on a strong note, finding some positivity, even if that positivity is battling back from a bad loss the day before. This is where you have to find it in games like these, where you're going up against a tough opponent in Calgary that does have a lot more to play for. I am not denying that in the slightest. But you got to find a way and a reason and the ability to get through all the tough times. One thing that helped the Sharks yesterday was Matt Benning. This is what David Quinn said on his game.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that we played much better defensively with him in the lineup. And, you know, had a little bit more snarl to our game. And, you know, we're just better overall. And he gives us an element we don't have a lot of. And he's just a true professional.
One final one from head coach David Quinn talking about Erik Karlsson getting to that 100-point mark, what that would mean for the group as a collective.
Well, I think it would mean a lot. And can you imagine if our power play was going in an average rate, what he would have? I mean, I think he leads the NHL, or he's close to it, in 5-on-5 points. So, and our power play has been abysmal for 2 months. I mean, if our power play could ever get going here in the last 9 games, you know, he might get there by Wednesday. So, you know, we've just... You know, it'd be a lot of fun to watch him get to 100 points. And, you know, I know our players feel that way. They want to see it happen for them.
And I think everybody in any team in the NHL would like to be part of one of the more historic seasons of an NHL defenseman in all time. And I think that's one of the areas that the Sharks are trying to go for here. Is like, what can they do before it's all said and done? What can they be a part of? What can they look to? What can they point to? What positives can they take out of the season? Because in a season like this, there's not going to be a lot to take away that you are feeling good about. But if you can help Erik Karlsson get to 100 points, you know, I think that would be something pretty spectacular to say that you were on that team, that you were able to do part of it, you were able to contribute in some way or another. These are the small goals that you're trying to set. Erik Karlsson.
Yeah, obviously it would be nice, not going to lie and say that, you know, once you've come this far. But again, it's going to be a tough ask. It has been for a while. And, you know, we're just going to try and do the best that we can. And like I said, guys, come to the rink every day and show up for each other. And you know, we find enjoyment in smaller things these days. And, you know, we don't have much left now. So hopefully we can empty the tanks and, you know, everybody can end on a better foot than, you know, the previous 72 games.
I think another thing that's being overlooked for Erik Karlsson this year, like we haven't totally dissected his game up to this point, but let's talk about the fact that he has been able to remain healthy. I mean, that's just such a huge thing for him. And, you know, obviously people have been upset with his health previously, but he's come in really good shape the last couple of years. He didn't have luck on his side last year, even when he was off to a very good start and having a good season before he got hit by COVID and then later the injury. But, you know, that's somewhat out of his control. But this year he worked really, really hard and came in great shape and has had a great season. And I'm sure that he's done that before and he's going to do exactly what it takes to keep himself playing at this level because he wants to show the world that this wasn't a one-off. I mean, Erik Karlsson, despite his very cool, calm, collected demeanor, is a very hyper-competitive person. And I think that everyone should look at that and recognize what he is trying to do, what he is trying to be capable of, and, you know, see that he wants to continue this trend forward in his career. He's not satisfied with 1 year. And, you know, obviously the points are incredible, but the health, you know, he's played in every game. That's a huge accomplishment for him, and that's going to be something that he points back to with great positivity after this year. Even though it's not been a positive year for the San Jose Sharks, he's going to be able to say, hey, I played a whole season. And I'm not trying to jinx things, and I'm sure immediately somebody's going to say something about that. But, you know, this is something that he should be proud of, considering how it's been for the last couple of years, the fact that he's even played this many games. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Just it's great to see it finally happen. I hope that he continues to have this success. Whether or not, you know, in all the years to come, I can't say if that'll be with a Sharks jersey, because who knows what's going to happen in the offseason. But watching this season in particular has been special. All right, we're out of time. I'll see you on Tuesday afternoon for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
You've been listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide, brought to you by Coors Light on the Sharks Audio Network.